Have you ever felt like you're in a dry season or you're in a desert and nothing makes sense? You feel all alone, you feel far from God, and you just feel weary. That's what we will be talking about today. We will be talking about what God has to say and how God shows up in those kind of seasons. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, beloved, for joining us week in, week out. To those who are consistent listeners, may the Lord bless you, and we trust and believe that your lives are being transformed. And to the newcomers, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for choosing to listen to us, and we trust and believe that your life will never be the same again, and that God will bless you and will transform your life as you continue listening to Deeply Rooted. So as I said in the intro, we will be talking about dry seasons. You know, we've been through them, all of us, at some point in our lives. We've been through, you know, seasons where we feel alone. We feel like, you know what, I'm going through something, or even if it's not something in particular, but you just feel so isolated. And in your isolation, it's not the kind of isolation where you feel content and you're okay with being by yourself, but it's the kind where you feel like you've just been left and abandoned. And whether you do have people in your life, they are busy tending to their own problems. Because, I mean, people have problems and issues, guys. And sometimes we can't even fault them for not being 100% present in our lives, you know. But there are times where you really feel like, you know what, where's my friend? Where's my family? Where are my friends? And those are the kind of seasons that, you know, can be characterized as dry seasons. And sometimes it can you just be feeling so weary. Every time you wake up, you want to go to school or go to work, or you want to go to the business that you own, or wherever you go to, like in terms of like your daily routine, even if you're not really employed. But you just feel so weary and you feel like you need some refreshment, and it's just dry in your life. And dry seasons can also look like you not being close to God, especially if you're someone who has given your life to Christ, or you're someone who has a relationship with God and has decided that, you know what, I want to prioritize my relationship with God. You just feel far from God. So we've been through these seasons. I've been through these seasons, you know, more than I can remember. But I just want us to look at that kind of conversation today, and those kind of seasons, and what God has to say and what God has to offer in those seasons. Because I mean, Jesus did say in his word, when he was speaking to his disciples, that in this world we will have tribulation. He didn't promise us a life that is smooth and soft sailing at all times. He did say that we are going to experience tribulation at some point in our life, because we live in a world, because, you know, we were born into sin, and some people don't necessarily have a relationship with God, and they make choices that don't honor God, and those kind of choices then affect us negatively. So it's just that kind of it's just kind of that cycle, you know, where we live in that kind of a world, you know. And Jesus did say that we will have tribulation. But in that same verse, he said, but take heart, or be encouraged, because I have overcome the world. So that's what Jesus said, that as much as we will experience tribulation because we were born into sin, and it's a very evil world that we live in because of people and the free will that they choose to abuse. But in the same breath, he is available. Jesus is available, and he has overcome the world through the cross, through what he accomplished in, like, through the cross, through the work of the cross. We can take heart and be encouraged at the fact that when we're in him, when we have him as our Lord and Savior, we are assured victory. We are assured, you know, a life of abundance, a life of standing victorious, even if curveballs hit us, even if we encounter dry seasons. But because we have Jesus, and because we've given our lives to him, we can rest assured that he is with us, and we don't have to ever go through anything alone, including these dry seasons we will be talking about today, right? So as I said, beloved, I've been through these. You as well have probably been through a season where you just feel like there's just dryness and you don't know what's going on. You're feeling down, you're feeling tired, you're feeling alone. And sometimes you really just feel like in this dry season, you just don't know where to draw strength from. Or if I'm using the analogy of a desert, you feel like there's no water. Because, I mean, a desert is where you feel abandoned and you're in the middle of nowhere. You're just alone. Because sometimes you can feel alone, although you come to work every day or you go to school every day. But deep within, you feel like you're alone. You feel like, no, man, there's just something that's missing. There's a void, and I'm literally feeling so much dryness inside of me, you know. So the first scripture I'd like us to look at, related to dry seasons, related to how God, like God's perspective in dry seasons, is the book of John chapter 4. And I'll just try to go through it quickly. And basically, to give some context, this is Jesus, and he's talking to a Samaritan woman. It's a very well-known passage in scripture, right? Where Jesus is speaking to a Samaritan woman, and they're at the well, and Jesus wants a drink from her. And then Jesus says a line which is so significant in this kind of conversation he's having with the Samaritan woman. So I'll just go through it quickly. So John chapter 4 from verse 1, it says at the top, John talks with a Samaritan woman. So it says, now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. He came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of Jacob and given to his son Joseph. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Now, this is the verse I want us to highlight and focus on. Verse 13, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So this scripture that I read, it's basically, as I said, Jesus was at this well with the Samaritan woman, and he was basically asking for her for a drink. But because they were from different tribes, if I can put it that way, they had some beef going on. Because, I mean, you do know that even from the beginning of time, you know, this kind of feud that goes on between tribes and races is nothing new. You know, it happened even during Jesus's times. Because if you can hear this woman's response, she's saying, "But we have no association with you guys. Why would you ask me for a drink, right?" And then Jesus responds, and he's like, "If you knew who you're talking to, you would be asking me for a drink, because I would give you living water." And then verse 13 that I wanted us to focus on is when Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks from this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So Jesus is using water as a metaphor to describe the kind of life that we get when we're in him, right? So the woman was like she was hesitant in giving Jesus the water. But Jesus was like, "The water that you drink," right? Referring to the water that the Samaritan woman was offering to him, or rather hesitant in giving him because of like the feud or the kind of beef their tribes had, you know. Jesus made an example, right? Or a metaphor, like, when it came to this water that the Samaritan woman had, it was like everything else that we have, or everyone else that we have in our lives, right? For example, think about this. When you have a chat with a friend, or when you vent to a friend, right, you feel better, But if you're going through something, for example, it will kind of hit you again later on. Like, let's say you are having lunch or you're just catching up. When you go home later on, you will still feel something. I mean, yes, obviously, maybe your friend will speak some encouragement to you, speak life to you. But when you're sitting by yourself and you're all alone in your room or at night, it will still hit you because the kind of thing that's bothering you or the kind of void or dryness you're feeling, the friend or whoever you're confiding in doesn't have the strength to take away your pain or to fill the void. You know, one thing, a revelation that I've gotten in my walk with Christ is that no matter how much you vent to people, no matter how much you tell people your pain, they can sympathize with you. They can feel sorry. They can feel your pain, but they can never understand the depth of it. You know, they can never understand how deep it is. They can never understand its origins, how it's actually affecting you. Only God, only Christ can understand the depth of your pain, the depth of the dryness that you're feeling, right? And that's why, and I'm not even saying this in a bad way, but that's why when you meet with your friends or people in your life, you can confide in them to a certain extent because they get tired. And that's not even in a bad way or they don't want to hear your problems anymore. It's nothing like that. But they are also people. They are also carrying their own stuff. And sometimes it gets tiring to them to always be hearing about how heavy laden you are or how burdened you are because they just don't know what to do with it. They don't understand it and they can't necessarily give you what you need. That's why it's very, very essential to have a relationship with Christ or have God in your life, you know, because when you have a relationship with Christ, when you have a relationship with God, you can literally have someone that understands the depth of your pain and someone that will never get tired of hearing it because he's the one who gives you living water, you know. So Jesus was saying to this Samaritan woman that, you know, things like water, for example, I mean, water is life, you know, water is life. And, you know, doctors recommend that we drink water regularly, but you always need a new supply of water each and every day, meaning one glass of water can't fill you up. One conversation you have with a friend can't make you feel magically better. Yes, at that moment, it will make you feel like, okay, you know what, someone listened, but in order for you to deal with the depth of your dryness or in order for you to be filled up again if you're feeling weary or if you're feeling alone, you have to lay that at the feet of Jesus. You have to receive what Jesus has offered to us, which is life eternal or life abundant and life abundant, actually, because he offers himself to us and he's our Lord and Savior. And him being our Lord and Savior means he's always with us. You know, whenever you feel like, you know what, yes, I feel like I've been talking to God about this over and over again, but he never gets tired of it because he understands the depth of it. And he knows that, you know what, this girl is going to go through this for this number of weeks or this number of months. And whenever she comes to me, it's something that I know of. It's nothing that is a shock to me or it's nothing that's tiring to me because I know the depth of it and I know the origins of it and I know what to do about it, you know. So Jesus gives us living water. He gives us overflowing water, you know, and he's the water. He's the source and he's the well that never runs dry because when we come to him, when we have him, you know, it's unlike going to a friend or it's unlike just drinking one cup of water in order to quench our thirst, because that one cup of water or that one conversation or that friendship, we can only confide in it to a certain extent. But when it comes to Christ, he's literally always there and he's literally the source that never runs dry in giving us, you know, strength to go on, in being a listening ear. You know, you can literally have a relationship with God where it's so real. It doesn't necessarily even have to be religious in a sense where, for example, you're talking in a particular way or you're overly spiritual. Sometimes you can literally just sit and have a relationship with Christ like you're talking to a friend, because he did say when he was speaking to his disciples, which then form us, like we form part of his disciples now, he said, I call you guys my friends, you know, so you can literally confide in him as though you're talking to a friend. But then he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend that never gets tired of hearing about the same issue over and over again, because he knows the depth of it and he knows how much you're carrying and how much you need to offload to him over and over and over again. Hence, he is literally saying to the Samaritan woman that the water I give to you is water that will never run dry. It's literally water that you can drink and never be thirsty again, because I'm literally always there to draw strength from. You know, I literally always give you refreshment. I literally quench the thirst that you have in a way that no one else can, in a way that no other conversation you can ever have with someone can. That's why when you pray consistently, when you confide in God consistently, and when you prioritize your relationship with God consistently, it affects your entire life, because now you have a higher power, a greater God, and a greater listener than any other listener, you know, in your life. So that's just the importance of having Christ in your life. He literally gives us water that when we drink it, when we have a relationship with Him, when we offload to Him, we will never be thirsty again, you know. And I've literally experienced this in my life, where Jesus can be enough. And I mean, that's not to say that we were born to live in isolation. There's a reason why God encourages us, you know, to have friends, and He gives us good friendships. You know, I've been blessed enough to be blessed with the best kind of friendships in my life. And that's something you need to, by all means, pray for, beloved. In the same way that you pray for, you know, a good partner one day, you need to pray for good friendships, you know, because yes, sometimes you will want to have someone in front of you to speak to, but never ever think that the friendships or the family that surrounds you are people that will be able to quench the thirst that you have in your dry season. There's certain things and certain spaces and places that are only reserved for God, where you can only get, you know, full strength from God, and no one else can give you that. So hence it becomes very, very important then to have that kind of relationship with Christ. And another verse, you know, another revelation rather, that I got this past weekend, where I was praying about this and just, you know, seeking counsel from God, is in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. And this happens to be one of my favorite verses, by the way. You know, it has carried me through various seasons of my life. And basically it starts off by saying, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I love that beginning bit, because it just makes me feel like I belong to God, and God knows my name. You know, there's like 6 billion people on earth, but He knows Osnazo. He knows me by name. He has called me by name. He has redeemed me to make me His. I'm not just part of a whole lot. I'm not part of a church organization. Yes, I mean, I do belong to a church. I do attend church. But me as an individual in my day-to-day life, God knows me personally. He knows my name, and He has called me by name, right? And then verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. You know, I love this scripture so much, because it gives so much assurance that when we go through the waters, you know, just have a, like, just picture this. Like, let's say you're trying to cross a river to go to the other side, and the river is very unclean, you know, because I mean, rivers are not necessarily clean water. You know, it's not a clean body of water. It has crabs. It has all sorts of things that are not clean and things that could be hurtful. And it kind of represents our life journeys, that we go through things sometimes that don't honor God. We find ourselves in situations where you think, you know what, if I'm in this kind of situation, God doesn't involve Himself. But here He literally says, when you pass through the rivers, rivers are not necessarily clean places. You know, it's places that are dangerous. It's places that are unclean. But He says, when you go through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. You know, He says, He first starts by saying, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. So He literally walks with us through every kind of season and every kind of situation, whether it's clean or unclean, whether it's dangerous or safe. He is literally always there with us, and we don't have to fear anything that, you know what, I will drown in this, I will sink, and I will literally have to face this on my own because it's a situation that doesn't seem like God should be found in. But if He knows you by name, and if He's called you by name to be His, there's literally no situation where He doesn't want to go through with you. He doesn't want us to ever, ever face anything by ourselves. And that's just one of the joys of having a relationship with Christ, because you just know that you're never alone, man, in whatever kind of situation you find yourself in, whether it's your fault, whether it's someone else's fault, but He just wants us to be there. You know, I saw a beautiful post the other day where someone was saying, you know what, God's grace looks like saying, oh my goodness, I messed up, I need to call my dad, as opposed to saying, oh my goodness, I messed up, my dad is going to be mad at me. So, like, can you see that kind of distinction, where if you're in a tricky situation where either you've messed up or someone has messed you up, you are not supposed to be scared of coming to God with the issue, or calling to Him, calling on Him to meet you right at the point of your need. You know, you shouldn't be afraid, because he's a God who wants to be present in the waters and in the fire. It also says when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, meaning in very hard situations that feel so painful, where you feel like you're burning, you will not burn, because in that kind of fire that you're in, you have God. You know, for example, there's a very well-known story in the Bible of these three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were in a fire, who were thrown in a fire because they refused to worship idols, you know. And while in that fire, God, like they, it was three guys, but all of a sudden the king that put them in the fire saw a fourth man. You know, that's why people sometimes refer to Jesus as Indoda Yesine, or the fourth man that appears in the fire, because in whatever kind of fire that we find ourselves in this life, you know, God literally walks with us through it. We never ever have to face anything on our own, you know. So the revelation that I found in this chapter, right, is in verse, it's actually not the verses that I read right now, but it's in one of the verses that are under chapter 43, Isaiah chapter 43. So it's from verse 18, right? So it starts by saying, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland," right? Other versions say, "and streams in the desert." I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert, right? I believe other versions say so. You know, so this kind of revelation that was revealed to me is when I was just talking to God about a dry season, where I feel like, you know what, I'm in a desert and I feel like, you know, there's just no water, and it's just one of those kind of dry seasons where either you feel like you're alone, or whether you feel like you're abandoned and you're far from God, and you just feel like it's just a dry season, you're weary, and you just feel like there's something lacking, you know. So the one revelation that God gave to me, in addition to the Samaritan woman, where Jesus promised that, you know what, when we're in him, we literally have water that we can drink and never thirst again, right? So in Isaiah chapter 43, he says, he will make a way in the wilderness and he will create streams in the desert. Guys, can you imagine that? Like when you're in a desert, as I said, it's a dry season. You feel alone. You feel like there's literally no water. There's like in a desert, in a literal desert, it's very rare for you to find water. It's usually places that are really dry, and water is a very pricey commodity. It's an expensive commodity because it's so rare to find, you know, in a desert, you know. So God is literally a God that makes streams in the desert. When you are feeling like, you know what, you're far from God, or you feel like you're alone, that is the very moment for you to draw near to God, you know, because he's always close. We are the ones, like whenever you feel far from God, it's because you moved away from God for whatever reason, whether it's because you're busy or because of whatever reason. But God never ever changes. He literally remains the same, seasons in, seasons out. So if you're feeling like there's a distance, it's usually you who has moved for whatever reason. And you just need to be intentional again in your prayer closet. You need to be someone that is very intentional, even if it means setting times that, you know what, at this particular time, I want to pray. At this particular time, I want to study the word, and I want to read what the Bible says about dry seasons. That's when you're going to feel like, okay, you know what, I'm drawing closer to God again, because God never ever moves away from us. It's always us that move away from God, you know. So he literally can create streams in the desert. Whenever it feels like it's dry, just remember his promise in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, that he's a God that creates streams in the wasteland, streams in the desert, where it's feeling dry, where it's feeling like, you know what, I'm alone, I feel weary, I feel far from God. But that is the exact season where God shows up and gives us water, living water, like he said to the Samaritan woman, that with him, we will never thirst again. The water he gives, we will never thirst again when we drink from that water, unlike that any other kind of water that is offered to us, which, you know, when you drink it, you will thirst again. But the water that he gives to us is a kind of water that is so filling, you know, that when we drink it, we will never thirst again. And even if we're in the desert, he promised in the book of Isaiah 43 that he makes streams in the wasteland, streams in the desert, guys. So in that dry season, that is exactly where God wants to show up, because he promised that when you're in a dry season, when you're in a desert, he literally makes streams in the desert. He specializes in doing that, you know. So do not be afraid. You know, do not be afraid, beloved. Come to God. Come to God with your dryness. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. He knows it. He knew that it would get to this point in your life at some point. So when you bring it to him, it won't be like a surprise that, okay, wow, now I don't know what to do. He knows what to do with the dryness. He knows what to do with the pain, with the void that you're feeling. He's literally one person, as he said to the Samaritan woman, that when we drink from the water he gives us, we will never run dry. Meaning he's enough for us in seasons when we feel like we're all alone. When we have him, we have more than we can actually imagine, more than we actually think we need, because he's enough. And when we get water from him, we'll never thirst again. He fills voids that we are feeling, whether it's a generational void or a childhood void. But when you bring it to him and you actually tell him, and even if you can't describe it sometimes, because sometimes we feel things that we can't even describe, but you just feeling down, you're just feeling discouraged, you know, but when you bring it to him, he can literally make sure that he fills it up in a way that you could never imagine. And you feel so fulfilled to the point where when people come to your life and when people are available in your life, whether it's friends, whether it's anyone really that adds value to your life, they're an addition and they're not someone that you can, that you cling to as though they're your everything, because you know that God is your everything and he has filled the void and he has filled the dryness that you have felt for the longest time, you know. So I'm really praying for you, but more than anything, beloved, learn to claim the promises of God and speak and believe the promises of God over your life. You know, for example, I've mentioned two promises already in the book of Isaiah 43, where he says he makes streams in the desert, and also in the book of John chapter 4, where he was speaking to the Samaritan woman, he said that he gives us water, and that water is water that when we drink it, we will never thirst again, you know. And also in the book of Psalm 23, you know, one of the most popular scriptures in the Bible, you know, one of the verses there, he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside quiet waters, he refreshes my soul, you know. So that speaks to God reviving us, you know, when we're feeling down or when we're feeling discouraged and dry. He's a God that can literally bring us life and refreshment again, you know. So take advantage of those promises. Those promises are there for a reason, for us to stand on them, for us to remind God. There's nothing wrong with reminding God that, God, you said, when I'm feeling dry like this, you said you'd give me water and I won't thirst again. You said, God, when I'm in a desert, you can literally bring streams in a desert. You're a God who brings streams in a desert. So remind God and trust that he will show up. He will meet you at the point of your need. Where you're feeling dry, where you're feeling discouraged, he will meet you right there at the point of your need. That's exactly where he shows up. Unlike people, because sometimes, I mean, I feel like, and I can't fault us on this, because I mean, the only experience we have is experiences with people. We don't necessarily have face-to-face, you know, experiences with God, you know, in the flesh, that is, you know. So sometimes we think God can be like a person, but I think one thing I'm learning in this season is that there's no one like God. You know, God is consistent. God never changes. God is always there in every season, so he can never be compared to any person, you know. And I think that's just one thing that has helped me so much in my relationship with God, because I know that he's a God who is different. There's a song that says, "Wehlukile awulinganiswa," meaning you're different and you can never be compared to anyone or anything, you know. So sometimes we may think, because people are tired of hearing our problems, and not even in a bad way, but because they're also carrying their things of their own, we might think that God is also tired of hearing it, but trust me, he's not. That is exactly when he needs you, in that moment of dryness, in that moment of pain or being weary. That's exactly where he needs, you know, he wants you to call on him, so that he can meet you at the point of your need and give you streams in that desert and water that when you drink it, you will never thirst again. And he wants to restore your soul. He wants to refresh your soul, lead you beside quiet waters, you know. So that is what I have for you today, beloved. And it's something that we've all gone through it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And by all means, please make use of the people that are in your life. But more than anything, make God your priority in this season and remind him of his promises. You know, that he promised that he's a God who makes water, streams, you know, streams of water is literally a lot of water, a lot of fulfillment, a lot of refreshment in that kind of season. Remind him of that, you know, remind him that he said he will give you water that when you drink it, you'll never feel dry again. So don't be ashamed. Call on him in that, and he will meet you at the point of your need. And I'm saying this because I know it, and I've seen it in my life when I go through seasons of dryness. But I'm praying for you. I know that it's not easy, and I'm praying that God gives you strength and that he makes himself manifest in your life in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen. We've come to the end of our episode today, beloved. Don't forget to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and listen to Iono FM. And also, we are available on Sowetan Live now, the website, Sowetan. You can just check us out and search for podcast or search for Deeply Rooted. You will see. And yeah, just put the word out there that Deeply Rooted is literally transforming lives and God is literally moving and helping people through this podcast. And there's also other podcasts available under Times Live. There's Business Day Spotlight, there's the SL Cabinet, and there's just so many others. So be sure to check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured by your Heavenly Father. God bless.